Chidurian.
And I'm Emily Liddell.
And you're listening to another episode of The Accessible Talk.
Where have we been, Emily?
Well, kind of a funny story, except not at all. I was traveling for work, and then I got really, really sick, and Kyle just decided to up and go on vacation for no reason for 10 days. So I'm going to blame our hiatus on Kyle.
And I'm going to blame it on Emily.
Well, I see we're at an impasse here.
What else is new? What are we going to talk about?
We got a message from a listener.
What?
Yeah, I mean, actually, that happens more than you would think. We get some pretty cool messages from people, but this time, the message actually contained a suggestion for an episode topic that we were intrigued by, so we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Should I read the message?
Yes, you should.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to read the whole thing in the interest of, you know, HIPAA laws. Just kidding. This is not a doctor's office. It would be... Woo! We are out of practice, folks. So the message said, it would be nice to hear a frank conversation about getting a job outside the disability field as someone with a disability. And I think that's worth talking about because I am that cliche disabled person who has a job within the field of disability.
And I am not.
Although you have been.
I have been, and I'm lucky to say I have escaped.
See, so I don't know if we've ever actually talked about my original career plans on the podcast, but I never thought that disability was going to be my life's work. I don't mean like some kind of wild mission here. I just mean like I didn't think that it was going to inform what I did. I thought that I was going to be a high school English teacher. I thought that I would, I guess, be an advocate for people with disabilities by showing them that I could do anything I wanted, like not a job that had anything to do with disability, and here I am.
Yeah. How'd you end up there anyway?
I had this quarter-life crisis. I don't know. What do you want to call that? I mean, you when you're like 20, you 20?
It's a quarter-life crisis? Yeah, that happens.
I'm going to live to 100. That's not how math works, because 20 times 4 is not 100, it's 80.
I know, but it is how it works if you count it at 20. What are you talking about? It is how math works.
No,
You just optimistically assumed you were going to live to 100. That wasn't math. That was your optimism on how long your life is going to be.
No, I was saying at 20, I had a quarter life crisis.
Oh, maybe I was optimistic about how long your life was going to be.
So, yeah. So, on that note, see you at 80. But I realized that I didn't want to teach. I felt like my skills would be better used as an advocate. So I got it in my head that I was going to become a professional advocate. And I had no idea what that means. Like, capital P, professional, capital A, advocate, trademark. And I dropped the teaching program that I was in, tried to pull myself out of the box that I had sort of gotten myself trapped inside, and completely rerouted my career path.
And but I had no idea what that meant. Entirely new box.
Pretty much, yeah. That's exactly what I did. And I love what I do, but sometimes I feel like the world's biggest stereotype.
Yeah, but at least you deuce it, though. Like, every disabled person is the world's biggest stereotype that way.
What do you mean?
The disability community is filled with people just like you.
Yeah, and they all do something with it, too.
Do they?
No.
It's their hobby, not their day job. That's what I'm saying.
But it's also my hobby, and it's also the thing that I eat, sleep, and breathe.
I was trying to help you, and you just shot yourself in the foot, so sure.
I'm aware. I know you were trying to help me out and make me sound like not like I've completely lost it, but the reality is that I put myself into a box, and I think that may be why getting a job was actually not super difficult for me.
Why? Because born this way? I don't. What does that
mean?
Yeah,
like the whole disability. Yeah, like the whole disability thing. I think for me, it's an asset. It's a good thing to have disability plastered all over my resume. If I used that to try to get a job outside this disability box, that would not necessarily be an asset to every employer.
Doesn't that feel dirty to you?
What?
getting a job based on an immutable characteristic that you had zero control over and not due to any of your skills. I mean, of course you have skills, and of course you apply them to your job, but to get the job on the basis of the fact that you sit in a wheelchair, doesn't that make you feel a little...
I don't actually think that's what happened to me.
Well, you made it sound like that.
Right. No, you're right. I'm saying that disability was an advantage for me, and I'm lucky in that way because a lot of times disability is a disadvantage when you're trying to find a job.
Would you say that you maybe work in the field of disability because it's probably the only field where that is an advantage and not a disadvantage?
Yeah, I mean, there are these programs that are being started now, like disability hiring initiatives, and there's like a federal disability hiring initiative, you know. So, see, I understand that it's an effort to be more inclusive. So I would say if I was looking for jobs in those particular areas, like in the tech industry, they make an effort to hire people with disabilities, although more people who are autistic rather than, you know, physical disability so much. But the point being that it was easier for me to get my job in the sense that disability was like street cred almost.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't like that. It doesn't make me any more valuable as a person.
Well, I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing. It's just kind of a fact.
Yeah, but I don't even like to use it. Like, I hate that like so much. Like, I can't even express to you how much I freaking hate that.
But at the same time, it's a disadvantage in so many other ways that is it really such a bad thing if it's an advantage in this one area?
Yes, yes.
Why?
Because it shouldn't be a disadvantage at all. I understand.
Oh, well, of course.
Because it is, it should be exploited in the one field that it would be advantageous to use it, unless you're not the best person.
Well, then you're just a bad employer if you're really just hiring because you're picking the disabled person over the person with the right skills.
Yes.
But that's not the person's fault.
No, it's not. I just don't. Nothing I'm born with makes me better or worse for a job, period. Otherwise, what's the point of getting educated and learning how to do stuff?
Yeah, in a way, it feels like a disability version of affirmative action a little bit. And I'm probably going to get so much crap for saying that.
Uh-huh. It's all right. No one's going to dislike you.
No, but the thing is, I don't have any problems with affirmative action programs, you know, but I think the thing about affirmative action programs is that they also look at a person's skills and qualifications within that minority pool. So that's the thing that I think about a lot is, you know, in my case, I really do think that I was hired based on skills and qualifications.
I do too, but I happen to know a few disabled people who weren't. They learned how to do their job. But, like, I wouldn't want a job. I really wouldn't. Like, if I found out that my company hired me because I have a disability, and I know they didn't, because as it turns out, they had one of us in the office already. But if I found that out, I would quit. I really would. I would not want to work there.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be the token disabled person either.
I don't know. It bothers me to my core, man. Having said that, I've totally done what you're saying, but I don't like to do it. I don't.
Yeah, you hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite because I don't like it. I don't. You know, it's like it shouldn't have to be street cred. It shouldn't. Oh, you're an organization that represents a disability population, but you have no disabled people on staff. Therefore, if you don't hire me, I'm going to bitch at Twitter and make you embarrassed in public. What kind of bullshit is that?
See, that's what I don't like stuff like that.
But that's what we do.
That being said, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to put disabled people in positions that are connected to disability if it's for the right reasons.
If it's for the right reasons. And the wrong reason is because they have that disability. Oh, I hate it.
No, I agree that just because you're disabled is the wrong reason to do it. I also think that I would like to see more disabled people doing the work and less non-disabled people doing it for us. So that being said, though, if you are a non-disabled person and you're good at what you do and you genuinely want to support the disability community, you deserve a job supporting the disability community. It doesn't matter if you don't have a disability. It really doesn't to me.
It doesn't to me either, but...
Unless you took the job away from someone who was equally or more qualified who had a disability.
Yeah, but I mean, how would you know that as the employee? The employer would know
that. You wouldn't know that, but the employer would have to be objective.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're a good employer, then... But, you know,
one would hope.
Yeah, one would, exactly. That's, but, I mean, but...
So, okay, so what about you? Because you have done work not connected to disability and work connected to disability.
Sort of. I mean, yes, but not really. Not in the same way you have at all. Not even close. I would sooner say that I work in the digital marketing communications field and that I used to work for an organization, two of them, that happened to represent CP. But that's it. I do the same job now.
But would you say that was happenstance, or would you say that your disability led to those opportunities, which were then resume builders to get you to where you are now?
It's a hard one, because the answer is sort of both. It was happenstance, but by the factors by which it was happenstance wouldn't have happened had I not had my...
Oh my god, that was so many H words. What'd you just say?
So the way that I got started was somebody I know in a community that I'm part of happened to think of me as a candidate potentially for an internship. I wouldn't have met this person had I not been born with, so sort of. But my CP was irrelevant in the two interviews I had with them, and it wasn't brought up until after I got there. So they didn't know. The second time, however, my full-time job that I landed after the internship, I totally used it as a bargaining chip in the interview, because I knew they didn't have any disabled people on staff, and I didn't like that I had to do that, but it worked.
See, I've never had to use my disability as a bargaining chip. It's just always been a given.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly an ace in the hole when you roll into a wheelchair, Emily.
Unless it's a job connected to disability.
I don't know.
It has been.
You're right, you're right. But, it has been for me, too. I just don't like it. I don't like that. I don't. I
Oh, your wheelchair has been an ace in the hole, Kyle?
No, my disability has you literally.
He's salty tonight.
It makes me angry. It does. It does. I'm sorry, but it does.
So, has your disability informed any of the work that you're doing
with
the organization that you currently work for now?
No, not one bit. And it hardly has in my previous jobs either.
So not even the insight that you have into some particular issue?
It was supposed to be part of my last job, but it was not very. It wasn't taken very seriously. But no, not my current job. Not one bit. Not at all. Except maybe twice a month, I'll make an edit to the website, and I will do it a little bit differently than what my boss says. It'll achieve the same result, but when he looks it over, he'll ask me why I did it this way, and I'll say, oh, it's for web accessibility. And he'll be like, okay. That's about it.
So that I wouldn't say has to do with your disability in particular, but just a greater consciousness of the need for accessibility.
Which I wouldn't have if I wasn't born this way. And
yeah.
I don't think you would either.
Oh, no, not at all.
I wasn't calling you out. I just mean, like, you know, I'm sure I would be an empathetic person. But in terms of, like, web accessibility needs, I guarantee I wouldn't know that. 100%, not a clue. I barely know it now.
Although there are plenty of people without disabilities who are very... aware of web accessibility and dedicate their whole lives to it.
Well, that's my point. I'm saying I don't think being disabled makes you there. Like, I don't think it enables you to be conscious. I think it just enables you to have a greater likelihood of being conscious. But does that answer our viewer's question?
I don't know if it was so much a question as sort of a topic.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, because like we're 16 minutes into this, and we've already discussed what a disability does to you when you're looking for a job in that. Unless you're working in disability, it's a hindrance. And, you know, that's totally wrong. You know, it shouldn't be that way. It is that way. I mean, I know we're preaching to the choir, but it's just how it is, you know. But unless you're not the right person, but I mean, like, you would never know that.
Unless you apply for something and you're, like, totally aware that it's a reach for you, but you're hoping that on the basis of your disability, you'll get it.
But I wouldn't. What? I would. That makes me mad. That makes me so upset. The fact that there's a group of jobs that the federal government has to set aside, for example, for specifically for disabled people because other employers are too lazy to hire us or too fearful to hire us, makes me angry. Such a thing should not exist.
I don't think that's their reasoning.
What is?
They're trying to be more inclusive.
You don't become more inclusive by forcing people into jobs. It's not inclusion. Forced inclusion is false.
While I think the law has admirable intent, I also agree.
It has great intent. But like, oh, we have to hire 5 disabled people or else what?
I think it's a 7% rule for the federal hiring initiative.
I'd love to hear how they arrived at that number. And there's also
targeted with disabilities.
What do you mean?
Like specific types of disabilities that they also seek to target when it comes to who they're hiring. So, you know, I see it as a good thing because disabled people are one of the largest unemployed groups in the country.
I think we are the largest unemployed group in the country. We'll verify. I think we are, yeah.
In that case, I don't care how you get a job because I want you to be able to put food on your table.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with the fact that it's there. I disagree with the fact that it has to exist. There's a difference. It would bother me very deeply to know that I got somewhere not by my skill, not by my education, not by any sort of qualifying thing for the job, but by some immutable characteristic. And before you say, well, those jobs are set forth for people with disabilities, so everyone applying has to have one, and then you are the best at your qualifications and your education. Fine, but the fact that we had to have our own net, you know, if that were school, if that were entrances to a place, if that were anything but hiring processes, we would be up in arms. We'd be like, no, the ends don't justify the means. This is separate, not equal. But in the case of employment, we shut up because we're just lucky to have jobs. I don't blame us for it, but can you not see it's similar?
So I know what you can. Okay, so what are you mad at? Because you're clearly mad. Are you mad at the premise that there even has to be these inclusion initiatives?
Yes, nobody should get anywhere because of something they were born with.
I would hardly call that getting somewhere when you've already got disadvantages.
No,
against
no.
Against you.
You shouldn't have to be propped up because the world pushes you down.
I agree with that. See, but that's how you have to frame it. Because if you say that you shouldn't get anywhere because of something, I would argue disabled people aren't exactly getting places because of their disability most areas of life.
Anyone anywhere should have the same starting position on Earth as anyone else. We don't.
Yeah, equity.
Yeah, we don't.
Exactly.
And there are plenty of people who also don't. And the criteria for the people that do change every week.
But you realize that it sounds like what you're mad at is that they're trying to give disabled people an advantage to offset the disadvantage?
Yes, but it's not.
Even though I know where you're coming from, I also hear what you're saying, and I think there are multiple ways to interpret it.
Yeah, but I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. If you think that you having a disability means that you should have a job, you are wrong. If you think that having a disability entitles you to anything, you're wrong. It's wrong. Being born a certain way doesn't entitle you to anything. Period.
Then that needs to be applicable to everyone. And I know
I do.
Okay, but the way that you're coming across makes it sound like you're ignoring the fact that there are plenty of people who are not disabled who also think that they're entitled to things.
They're wrong too. No, the world doesn't owe you anything ever, period. I don't understand why this is such a hard concept. Yes, disabled people are disadvantaged in, like, every way, everywhere, probably in more ways than any other one particular group. Knock on wood, I'm sure someone's gonna yell at me for that. But...
Oh, you just played some oppression Olympics right there.
But look, we're so low on the totem pole, people forget we exist.
Right, so that's why we need these particular... hiring initiatives.
I'm not saying we don't look. I'm not saying we don't need them. I'm saying I'm angry that we have to have them.
I agree with you. 100% agree. Angry that we have to have them.
It's just bullshit. And it's not like it's bullshit in the sense that I'm saying, well, if the world were just a better place. No. If employers weren't so afraid to hire us, if they weren't afraid to spend the extra, like, $150 or $200 or whatever to accommodate us, if they weren't afraid of us because they see a wheelchair and think rolling a lawsuit, maybe we wouldn't have to have such a thing.
Yeah, and for that matter, I think this sort of goes towards debunking myth. A lot of people think that accommodations or hiring someone with a disability is going to cost millions in, you know, either lawsuits or modifications to a building or something. And I just wish that people would realize that A, there would be no reason for a lawsuit if you didn't give us one. And B, more to the point, accommodations are not exactly that expensive. And
they're relatively cheap.
Yeah. And so, like, part of being a business is making sure that your employees can work to their full capacity. But I just think that employers are so afraid of getting their asses sued and of spending a lot of money when neither of those things are actually the case if you just treat disabled people like humans.
That's the same thing. That's a double-edged sword of the ADA. It is. And that's one of our upcoming episodes, by the way. FYI. That'll be a while, though, because we want to do it right. But and that's not a bad thing. I mean, it is a bad thing, but it's like, it's a good bad thing in the fact that if it weren't there, it'd be worse. But, you know, if you're somebody who thinks that accommodations are like bullshit, just imagine this. You hire Joe Schmo. Joe Schmo is a salesman, right? Joe Schmo needs a phone and a computer with internet access. And on his first day, you give him a milk crate and a cardboard box. Joe Schmo cannot do his job. But all the other salesmen in his wing, they all have telephones and computers. And then when Joe Schmo goes to his boss and says, hey, boss man, why didn't you give me my telephone and my computer? Boss man says, well, I didn't want to spend the money. That's how ridiculous that sounds, right? You wouldn't...
Yeah, exactly.
You're unprepared. If you don't accommodate for a disabled employee, assuming that you've hired them, because obviously if you don't hire them, then you don't have to accommodate what you don't have. But like once you hire them, if you're not prepared by the time they start, they can't do their job and it's not their fault.
I would say, you know, the other thing too is being willing to work with the person to figure out what will help them thrive in the given situation. So even if you don't have what they need on day number one, to work with them.
Sure. Yeah. Obviously, like, you wouldn't know exactly what you need. Like, my employer didn't know what I needed on day one. My employer didn't know about my disability in the interview either. But that's a weird thing, isn't it? I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You want to finish? Because I have a whole thought process.
I don't think you did.
Oh, you said so. Whatever. So I don't need much, but I do have a specific one or two things. And my employer was just, whatever. We like you. Here it is. Right? But if you're somebody with a more obvious disability, like a wheelchair, right, you can't ask about it in the interview because it's illegal, and that's a good thing. But, you know, how do you broach the subject? You can't wait till they're hired either. I mean, I guess you could, but, like, wouldn't you want to be as prepared as you can be before they start? It's a weird area where it's
so
like...
You can't be like, do you have a disability? What is it? I'm going to need to see your medical diagnosis.
No, paper. Of course not. But I mean, can you say, well, you know, is there anything we can do for you to accommodate you?
Yeah, I really think that's an okay question.
I do too. But is it okay to ask? I think it is.
Like legally, I'm pretty sure it is. Because, you know, if you're not a crappy employer, I feel like you should ask that of all your incoming employees anyway. You know, but the onus is also on disabled people a little bit. We can't just assume without disclosing or self-identifying that the employer is suddenly going to read our mind and know exactly what we need.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, I would say after getting hired, the onus is completely on you because how are they supposed to know what you need?
And other point, like regardless of whether you work in a disability field or not, as someone who's disabled, I still have had experiences with people who just don't know how to work with people with disabilities.
I mean, that's just plain old ignorance, right? That's what we try to fight here every day on the accessible stall.
But yeah, like, so that's the thing. It doesn't matter, you know, where you're trying to find a job. Ignorance is everywhere. Do I think that, you know, whether you like it or not, disability offers you some kind of advantage in this one particular field? I would say yes. But at the same time, you know, that's not going to suddenly change ineptitude within people who don't know how to work with the disability community. It's just not. I get lucky. I would say the one thing that is a benefit for me, I'm not talking perks here, but an actual benefit, is working with people who get disability in the way that I'm used to communicating about it. That's nice.
I agree. That is very nice.
But I've also been in situations, conversely, where I've worked for organizations, and I'm lucky this is not the case right now, but I did work for an organization at one point where their views were just not at all aligned with how I thought about disability. So I kept trying to push them to, you know, change their thinking, not to only do it my way, but to stop being so rigid in their way and recognize that there's more than one way of talking about disability and thinking about disability. And that was frustrating. So there's not always, or there aren't always perks to being a disabled person working in some kind of disability field.
I would say that it, I mean, for me, it was hard.
Can you talk more about that? I'm curious.
I mean, there's not really much to actually discuss, but it was more... The two instances that I had working in the disability world what were for organizations that happened to do with CP. And they're both good. They have their flaws, but they're both overall good. And on a whole, there's more I agree with both of them than disagree with. But when you're an employee and you have the thing that they're fighting against or helping for or whatever, you know, it's very hard, or it was very hard for me not to let my personal feelings on any given matter related to CP get in the way of the way the organization wanted to do their work. And that's my problem, not theirs. But it was one of the reasons why I currently do very similar work for an organization that has zero at all to do with disability. In fact, that I did mention in the interview with this current company, because they noticed. They were like, hey, why do you want to, like, we noticed you do a lot of work with cerebral palsy. What attracted you to us? And I was like, well, the 2016 election was a complete shit show.
I'm sure you said it just like that in the interview.
Well, no, I was like, you know, my organization that I work for now is, you know, related to government and shit. So I said I wasn't really, the whole thing leading up to what happened just didn't sit well with me. And I don't think that there's anything like wrong, you know, with saying that here. And also, I'm so used to working with disability that I'm quite frankly
sick of
it.
What do you mean the whole thing leading up to it? What are you talking about?
The election? My God. Like,
oh, I thought you were talking about like lead up to your interview. I don't know. I wasn't following that train of thought.
No, sorry. It's fine. I just meant just look what happened. Look what we got. Look what came out of it. That kind of thing. And because I did my homework, you know, the organization that I work for is kind of like everyone's stupid. So it was okay to say that, right? It's not partisan if you're saying everyone's dumb. And so they asked about disability and I was like, look, I have enough disability in my life. I never said I had one. I mean, they probably figured it out. You know, it's not exactly, you know, they're not stupid, but
a state secret.
It's not. But you don't ask about interviews and I wouldn't say those words in an interview anyway. But I told them, I'm like, look, I have too much disability in my life. It's you know, the podcast, this was on there. So like they saw that as well as my employment. And so I was like, look, it is currently in every facet of my life, and I'd like to have a place where it doesn't exist. And they appreciated that answer. Like, and that I did say almost exactly like that. They thought that they got a kick out of it. Like, they thought it was funny, but I wasn't being funny. Like, I was like, I just need an area of my life where I can be productive and not rely on this, if only to tell myself that I can do this job without it having to do with disability. And that was a personal thing, too. I wanted to know that I could do this work in a way that had nothing to do with how I've done it previously. And that goes back to your original point that you brought up right when we started. Like, are we one-trick ponies? Turns out, no, I'm not. I doubt you are. Sincerely, I don't think you are. I think, you know, you're very talented.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I think I have not had good experiences when I've tried to go out of the disability box. Not always, but in certain cases. I would say actually first a good experience would be my job in college, although again, all somehow connected to disability because I worked as a writing tutor, which I eventually would have made my way to that job anyway because it was the right fit for me. But the reason that I got the job was because there was a freshman essay contest and it was about a book that we had to read over the summer and the author was deaf. So of course I was like, I'm gonna... you know, talk about disability. And when I entered the essay contest, I ended up winning. And the director of the writing center was there and she offered me the job. So disability was tangentially, very tangentially related to my getting this particular job. But then the rest of the job had nothing to do with disability. So,
yeah, well, what was my job in college? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You
like
called the people for the
money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was the guy that you hate when you get a phone call from your college. Sorry. You know, they haven't called me yet.
That's so funny.
I imagine that the database they keep excludes people who have done that.
Or not. And then one day they're going to call you and you're going to be like, I was you. I hate you.
You know what? I have always said that if they call me and follow the script to the letter, because I still have it memorized, that I would happily like give $25. Because they won't. That's the thing. They won't. They'll say something wrong. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because, you know, play to your strengths. right? Like, if your disability hinders you from doing something that is something you have to do for another job, like walk, find a job where you can sit at a desk for your entire shift, which I did.
Oh, but then I also wanted to mention, so another experience where I suppose disability was tangentially related, but the job was not related to my disability per se, was I tried to be a teaching assistant at a school for kids with developmental disabilities. And I was like, this is great. That's definitely a population that I'd be excited to work with. And when I disclosed that I was a wheelchair user, I was suddenly the wrong fit for the job.
I applied for teaching English as a second language job in Italy. And one of the fields there was, do you have any medical?
You did what now?
Yeah.
When was this?
A couple years ago. Maybe the year we met, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they asked me if I had any medical needs. And I put down CP. And I put down CP because I was told by a friend of mine who had done that exact thing that you don't walk, you ride bikes in that section of the world. And I just, that's one of like the five things that CP enabled. Like, just, I can't do it. I try to learn every year. Yeah, they can because they don't have an ADA. I mean, they have an ADA, but there's like, they don't have an ADA that's like, oh, you can't ask these questions in interviews. It's against the, no, it's not American. Of course they can do it. They don't have to follow our laws. But I didn't have to answer either. It wasn't a required thing, but I answered because I was like, man, if they're going to make me ride bikes, they should know that that's useless, right? And even though I had the exact same qualifications as my dear friend and was much more handsome and had a much better voice, if you're listening to this, this is a joke. I was not a good fit. And they asked my friend back the same year, and he didn't take it because he had something else to do. But, you know, I don't think, well, I'd like to tell myself it had nothing to do with CP, but like, it probably did. It probably did, because
that's
were like
one of those things where I feel like you were a little bit asking for it, though, if it was optional.
But, you know, but like, it was optional to fill it out, but it wasn't optional because if they were going to make me do that every day, like, what were they going to like? Like, what was I going to do? Show up there and be like, oh, yeah, I can't do that. Well, I'll see you. You can't get to the job. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right. You're right. And it was probably for the best, to be honest, because if they did hire me and there was no alternative, I would literally be stuck in a foreign country where no one spoke any English on purpose without any way to get anywhere except for walking like the some weird amount of miles to from where I would be staying to my work. So, you know, blessing in disguise, I suppose.
I mean, I'm realistic in the jobs that I apply for, but realistic for myself. If you have a disability and you think that you can do a particular job that might seem out of reach to me, then by all means, do it.
Right. I mean, in terms of the job that I was talking about, like, I can teach English. Nothing about my CP prevents me from doing that. But I probably couldn't get to the job, so it sort of indirectly did.
I suppose that being a teaching assistant might not have been the best thing for me because of the reality of having to run around and keep up with little kids and lift children potentially and things like that. So in retrospect, I understand, but I also think that they could have given me a shot.
They could have. They should have, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion of your retelling of this story with no background information whatsoever. But, you know, whatever, like, we did all right.
We figured it out. But I still cannot help sometimes but think that I'm just the cliche, stereotypical, token disabled person. I struggle with this all the time.
You know what, though? You might be. I don't think you are. I think you put yourself in that box, but I think you could take yourself out of it, but you just don't because you're good at this. But I don't doubt that this talent you have for what you do can be applied to anywhere else, except for maybe specific fields filled with jargon that you just don't understand because you're not part of that world. But in general, I don't think that there's anywhere that you can apply that you can't do this job that you do for other fields of work. But having said that, like, you know, I've said before on our episode with Carrie, like, you know, right now, if you want to pay me to be your disabled guy, I'm good. You know, like, I don't like it. But I do like being paid more than I don't like being tokenized. Like, a lot more.
Yeah.
So like, you know, right now, it's all good, man. Sign me up. I'll be your moral code.
You know what gives me a good feeling, though, is that I actually genuinely enjoy what I do. I'm happy working in this particular field. And I know that there are other disabled people who are working outside the disability field. I know they're not unicorns. I know they exist. Like, just today, I found out that someone who has the exact same disability that I do lives in Denmark and studied law, and he's a politician in a Danish political party. And not in the inspiration porn way, but like, yeah, go get him. That's awesome.
How could that possibly be inspiration porn? That's just plain old cool. Disabled politician is cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And
it's the right kind of inspirational because, you know what?
That's not inspirational to me. That's aspirational. And no, I think there's a huge difference.
No, it's inspirational to me. It is. It's also aspirational, but I think Stephen Hawking's inspirational. Go ahead, come at me for that one.
I'll let my face do the talking, and just so everyone knows, I'm making a big ol' face at him. You know what, though?
Oh, yeah. You do astrophysics in your head.
I'm inspired by what he does. I'm not inspired by that he's disabled while he does it.
I am, and I'll tell you why. Because such a diagnosis would if it were me, that would have depressed me for the rest of my life. It would have. I know myself, and I know that this me is fine, but if this me got completely worse overnight.
Hate tweets roll in.
Yo, if you hate me because I would feel sorry for myself if my disability got worse, you need to recheck your life. Sorry. I'm not apologizing.
I'm still feeling it. Why
is that a bad thing to feel?
I'm not saying
that you're saying it. I'm saying, why do you think that is such a taboo thing to admit? That you could be the smartest man in the world and then have something happen to you that makes your life physically infinitely harder. You wouldn't think that for most other people that would be, like, devastating? Sure it would. Okay, in our world, yeah, you're not allowed to, like, not like disability. But, like, people who weren't in our world and now aren't the same kind of people.
That's a whole other episode.
I like Stephen Hawking, so...
Yeah. Oh, no, he's a baller. He's a cool guy. I just am not inspired by him in the same way that I'm generally not inspired by a lot of things related to disability.
But I mean, I don't know. I feel like what we call inspiration porn sometimes isn't. And I feel like sometimes what we think
see,
is
I'm all right. See, I'm careful about how I label that.
Yeah, you play it safe. You only call things inspiration porn that nobody wouldn't. But like, for example, like just off topic, like there was this bodybuilder named Steve that made the rounds on like Unilatter, one of those stupid clickbait video Facebook pages, and you know the one I'm talking about. Look at your face. You know what I'm talking about. You might not have seen the video, but like Tasty with their stupid 30-second recipes that every white girl thinks she's gonna make and then doesn't. Those things. And he is a bodybuilder with CP. That was inspirational to me too. You know why? Because I can't do that.
See, why. I don't like people who live for the sake of being inspirational for others, but I also understand. No, but there are people like that, and that.
Oh yeah, I don't like them either. I don't like them. I just didn't want you to think he was. I don't like those people either. That to me is actually like I don't say this very often, but people who do that are, in my opinion, like detrimental to the greater good of our world because so many people do that to us already that we really can't stand to do it to ourselves. I don't really care if like you're someone who does it. I just think that if you're gonna do it, you really need to think of the bigger picture. Whereas I really don't normally say that kind of thing, but that is probably one of the only places where I would say, like, really think about what you're doing.
Unrelated like, to any to of this, you, but unrelated to any of this, want to take a trip to Denmark and meet the guy who is a politician who has my disability? Because I do. I think that's so cool.
You want to go before or after we go see the virtual reality exhibit?
Yeah. Which one of those things is never going to happen?
Either of them. All right. And on that note, what is your final takeaway, Emily?
My final takeaway is that you sounded super angry in the beginning, but I get why. And I'm also angry, despite not sounding like it. But I am, because it's so frustrating to me that disability is this card that can be played or a bad hand dealt, and it can never just be.
Yeah, like, the reason I was angry, it was just because it's so cyclical, right? I'm not mad that it exists, I'm mad that it has to exist, but it has to exist because the world is the way it is, and the world's the way it is because of why it has to exist in the first place. And it just keeps going around and around and around. And it just seems like a band-aid to a much bigger problem that everyone's willing to acknowledge exists, but no one's willing to try and fix with anything other than the legal equivalent of band-aids, bubblegum, string, and straws. Like, it's just not enough. That's what makes me angry. It's just not enough.
And on another note, I decided I don't want to go to Denmark and meet this person because his website says the only real disability is a bad attitude. And if I hear that quote one more time, I'm going to poke my own eyeballs out with a fork.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.